étranger est un professionnel. 2. Binta préfère la gastronomie française. Vous répondrez aux trois questions suivantes. 1. Avec quoi ce boulanger fabrique-t-il le pain? 2. Combien de baguettes Binta veut-elle acheter? 3. Qu'amène la colère selon le boulanger? Vous entendrez des mots relatifs à la boulangerie et aussi comment faire une suggestion en anglais. Écoutons leur conversation.
Auntie, this bakery sells the best French baguettes in the city.
That's right, young man. You are at the right place. And I am the right baker. I have a certificate in baking.
Did I hear you correctly? You went to school just to learn how to make bread?
Exactly. Making bread is a science. It's French gastronomy. How many baguettes for you?
I'll take 2 big baguettes.
Auntie, French baguettes can't be big.
Why not? Wait, what do you make these baguettes with? Do you use cassava flour or millet flour?
Neither. French bread is traditionally made with wheat flour.
Ha! I'd rather have 2 big baguettes made of millet flour.
That's fine. If you order them for tomorrow.
That won't do. I want bread for my breakfast.
Why not just use the French bread, Auntie?
I don't want French breakfast. I want local breakfast.
Auntie, that's not possible. They only sell French bread here. Just get that, and I'll make some good millet porridge with sour milk.
Ah!
You are getting angry. Anger brings hunger. What about your order? Do you want the millet bread for tomorrow?
Forget about it. By the way, tell me, did they at least teach you how to make a good porridge at that fancy bread school?
Auntie, calm down. Why don't you at least take the croissant?
All right, I will. I can have a French dessert after my local porridge.
Vous avez entendu Binta, Nando et le boulanger. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Le boulanger est un professionnel. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Binta préfère la gastronomie française. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Avec quoi ce boulanger fabrique-t-il le pain? De la farine de blé. 2. Combien de baguettes Binta veut-elle acheter? 2 baguettes. 3. Qu'amène la colère selon le boulanger? La colère amène la faim. Vous avez entendu les expressions suivantes. Écoutez et répétez.
What about your order?
Why don't you at least take the croissant?
Ces questions avec what et why permettent de faire des suggestions. Répétez ces autres exemples.
What about having porridge? Why don't you add some sugar in your coffee?
Répétez maintenant cette phrase.
I'd rather have 2 big baguettes.
L'expression I'd rather a permis d'exprimer la préférence ou le choix. Répétez ces autres exemples.
I'd rather go back to Bantuka.
I'd rather smuggle bicycles. Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Binta, Nando et le boulanger et entendu des mots relatifs à la boulangerie. Vous avez aussi entendu comment faire une suggestion et entendu comment exprimer la préférence avec I'd rather. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez pas English USA. Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse d'être de nouveau avec vous pour cette 30e leçon d'anglais English USA. Au cours de cette prochaine leçon, Martin Lerner va interviewer l'entraîneur d'une équipe de football pendant la demi-heure d'entracte au cours du match. L'entraîneur va parler de ce qu'il attend de son équipe et aussi de ses projets futurs concernant l'entraînement d'une équipe de football. USA diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Dans la leçon d'aujourd'hui, vous apprendrez à vous servir de questions et de réponses à propos de ce que vous voulez ou de ce que vous voulez faire. Martin Lerner va interroger l'entraîneur d'une équipe de football dans le vestiaire. Vocabulaire: coach, entraîneur. Team, équipe. Coach, team.
Coach Ivranek, thanks for meeting with me. May I ask you some questions?
Yes, I have about 10 minutes now.
The team looks very good. Are you happy?
Yes, I'm very happy. The game is too slow. I want to see more action, but I'm happy.
I don't want to talk only about this game. I want to talk about coaching.
Okay.
Did you want to be a university football coach?
First, I wanted to be a professional football player.
Did you play professional football?
I played for 2 years.
What happened?
I broke my leg.
In a football game?
No, in an accident. I fell out of a tree.
A tree?
It's funny now, but it wasn't funny then. I was playing with my children. I wanted to get a ball in the tree. I went up the tree, and the limb broke. I broke my leg in 3 places.
And no more football.
That's right. I wanted to play, but my wife didn't want me to play. My leg wasn't good.
Now you're a coach.
It's funny. I played football for 10 years. I never had an accident.
Do you like coaching?
Very much. I wanted to play football, but I like coaching very much. I'm very happy.
You played professional football. You coach university football. Did you want to coach professional football?
No, I wanted to work with younger men. First, I wanted to coach high school football. I like to work with young men and women.
Did you want to teach?
Coaching is teaching. I wanted to see the young men and women grow. I like to watch my children grow, and I wanted to watch other children grow.
Do girls play football?
My girls did. They were very good. Some schools have football for boys and girls.
You wanted to coach high school, but you are coaching university men now.
That's right. The university wanted me. They asked me.
What do you want to see this year?
I want to see my men grow. We're going to work very hard.
What do you mean, grow?
They were good last year. I want them to learn. I want them to become better.
They look good.
They are good. I want them to become better.
Écoutez bien encore. I want them to learn. Je veux qu'ils apprennent. I want them to become better. Je veux qu'ils s'améliorent. I want them to learn. I want them to become better. Au cours d'une leçon précédente, nous avons parlé des choses qu'on veut. Par exemple, I want a new shirt. Je veux une chemise neuve. I want a new dress. Je veux une robe neuve. Maintenant, nous parlons d'activités que nous voulons entreprendre. I want to talk. Je veux parler. I want to play. Je veux jouer. I want to work. Je veux travailler. Écoutez bien. Au passé, want devient wanted. Par exemple, I wanted to play, I wanted to work, I wanted to talk, etc. Écoutez bien.
I want to talk about coaching. I want to talk.
I wanted to get a ball. I wanted to get. I wanted to play football. I wanted to play. I wanted to work with younger men. I wanted to work.
Pouvez-vous répondre à des questions sur ce que vous voulez faire? Essayons d'abord ensemble. Do you want to play? Réponse possible. Yes, I want to play. I want to play football. Au passé. Did you want to play? Yes, I wanted to play. Autre exemple. Do you want to go? Voulez-vous partir? Yes, I want to go. Au passé. Did you want to go? Yes, I wanted to go. Allez-y vous-même. Do you want? C'est au présent. Did you want? Question au passé. Répondez au passé.
Do you want to play football? Did you want to go shopping? Do you want to buy some new clothes?
Excuse me, Martin. I want to talk to the team now.
Thanks. See you later.
Exerçons-nous avec ce verbe vouloir, to want. I want to talk. Je veux parler. I want to talk about coaching. I want to see. Je veux voir. I want to see the game. Je veux voir le match. Au passé, want devient wanted. À toutes les personnes. I want, you want, he wants, she wants, they want, you want, we want.
That was a wonderful game, Coach Avranek. Are you happy?
I'm very happy. I wanted to win, and we did.
Was this an important game?
Yes, it was an important game. It was the first game this year. That's very important. It's important to win the first game.
What did you want to learn in this game?
I wanted to learn where we have problems. I wanted to see the new men play. I wanted to know the men better.
Weren't the men all good?
They were good. I want them to be better. I want them to be very good.
What did you see?
I saw some slow men. I saw some men with problems. I want to work very hard tomorrow. I want the men to work hard. We're going to work tomorrow.
What are you going to do?
I want to practice, practice, practice.
Et maintenant, à vous de vous exercer avec moi. Je vais vous demander la question et vous allez répondre. Do you want to play football? Voulez-vous jouer au football? Et répondez-moi. Do you want to play football? Ou si vous voulez, dans le contexte typiquement africain, des villes africaines, did you want to go to the market? Répondez-moi. N'oubliez pas, la question est au passé. Want devient wanted. Did you want to go shopping? Do you want to buy some new clothes? Voulez-vous acheter de nouveaux habits? Do you want to buy some new clothes? Répondez-moi. Did you want to talk with me? Vouliez-vous parler avec moi? Did you want to talk with me? Pour les questions au présent, avec « Do you want ?», la réponse, très simple, « Yes, I want !» et vous continuez de votre phrase. Au passé, question au passé, « Did you want ?», vous répondez avec « Wanted ».« Wanted », c'est au passé. « Yes, I wanted !»« Did you want to go ?»« Yes, I wanted to go !»« Did you want to go to the movies ?»
Yes, I wanted to go to the movies. Dans le cas de vouloir quelque chose pour quelqu'un d'autre. I want them to learn. Je veux qu'ils apprennent. I want them to learn. I want them to become better. Want more? That'll be for next time.
Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel.
Welcome back to Anglais Télé. I'm Michel Joseph. Je m'appelle Michel Joseph. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. C'est une petite mini-leçon. Nous parlons de petites expressions courantes. We're talking about common expressions that come up in everyday conversations or interactions or encountering situations that are very ordinary. For example, you are a boss and you're telling someone that they are going to be losing their job. Vous êtes chef de service et vous êtes en train d'expliquer à quelqu'un qu'ils vont perdre leur boulot. Qu'est-ce que vous allez dire? Vous allez dire, you are going to say, I'm sorry to have to tell you that you're going to lose your job. Donc, la phrase clé ici, I'm sorry to have to tell you. Et bien sûr, vous pouvez imaginer d'autres situations où on se sert de cette même phrase. You can imagine other situations where you're going to be using this very sentence. Maybe not because they're losing their jobs, but something else. I'm sorry to have to tell you that. There you go. Or, if something a bit funnier this time, if you've eaten somebody else's chocolates, you know, si vous avez pris quelques morceaux de chocolat à quelqu'un d'autre, vous voulez gentiment vous excuser, vous dites I'm so sorry, but I didn't realize they were yours. Je suis désolée, je ne savais pas vraiment que ces petits morceaux de chocolat vous appartenaient. Donc, that's kind of a nice way to say that you're sorry about something, very politely. I'm so sorry, I didn't realize that these were yours or that they were yours. Ou bien, autre situation où vous vous êtes mal comporté parce que vous étiez sous. Maybe you were drunk and you behaved badly. You don't even remember what you did. You very politely say, I'm afraid I'd had a little too much. Je suis désolée, mais je crois que j'en avais bu un tout petit peu trop. Pourriez-vous m'excuser? Can you please excuse me or forgive me? I'm afraid I'd had a little too much. Ou bien, if you have to blow your nose in front of other people, je suis désolée, mais si vous deviez vous moucher devant d'autres personnes, vous allez dire, sorry, I think I've got a cold. Même si vous n'aviez pas un rhume, vous allez dire quand même, sorry, I think I caught a cold or I've got a cold. Very, very undiplomatic, but you try to do your best.